Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Inside Fantasy Football. I am your host, The Guru, and we are in Season 1, Episode 7. And what we are going to be covering tonight, we're going to be revealing our top 10 team defensive rankings. But if you'd like to see the complete list from 1 to 32, you can visit our website, gurusgotgame.wordpress.com. The complete list is up and ready to go. Be sure to check it out before your drafts. And coming tomorrow, I am putting out a new updated top 250 list for everybody. So be sure also to check that out. Really, since we are entering the dead time to fantasy football, there is not really any news to be covered at this time about players. But if there's anything breaking, you can follow me on Twitter to get that information or our website. Like I said, you can follow me on Twitter. Guru IFF. Again, that is at The Guru IFF for Inside Fantasy Football. Feel free to follow me. Ask me any questions. Also, you'll get breaking news. Whenever something does happen, I try to get out of it as soon as I see it. But let's go ahead and jump into our top 10 rankings for team defenses. I know if you're in a league that is heavy on defense, special teams, and IDPs, which is individual defensive players, for new people that are out there listening, you might want to pay attention to this show and next 6 shows. We'll be going over some of the top IDPs heading into your draft. But coming in number 10 team defense I have ranked is New England. And New England's defense and special teams was nothing short of atrocious early last year. In fantasy standpoint, they ranked last through week 6. But it did not take them long to turn it around. In weeks since, they improved dramatically. They jumped up and finished the season ranking 18th overall. But in them weeks following, they finished no lower than 10th. The previous 5 seasons. So defensive was a little bit off. Gone is Malcolm Butler, but the unit is much improved on paper this year thanks to the additions of Danny Shelton, Adrian Claiborne, and Jason McCourty, as well as the return of Dante Hightower and Derek Rivers from injuries. Also remember that New England signed Cordella Patterson, who has 5 kick return touchdowns since being drafted by Minnesota in 2013. since that time, nobody else has had more than two. So you could probably bank on New England and their special teams returning to the top 10 for this season. Coming in at number 9 is the Saints. And everybody knows about the Saints defense. They were dominant in 2017, they dominated the draft, and they had big implications on defense, paid off for them. After three straight years of finishing 30th or worse in fantasy points, New Orleans defense special teams jumped up to number 10 for 2017. The unit paced the league with 99 passes defense, and ranked third in both interceptions with 20 and forced fumbles of 17. Stars like Cameron Jordan, Sheldon Rankins, Marshawn Lattimore, and Marcus Williams returned for 2018. Also, they added in free agency Demario Davis, which gives them an impact middle linebacker. Also, with the first-round draft pick of Marcus Davenport, defensive end. Then they added Kurt Coleman from the Carolina Panthers, signed as a free agent, and Patrick Robinson. You just imagine that defense that ranked 10th last year is going to be better again this year, which is a scary thought. Coming in at number 8 is defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles had some turnover on their teams this year on their defense. Everybody remembers. They ranked third in fantasy points last year. And that was their third top six finish over the past four seasons. The units paced the league with 6 block kicks and ranked in the top 5 in the categories of interceptions, tackles for loss, yards allowed, points allowed, and touchdowns. The Eagles have had a knack for big plays in recent years, ranking among the top 4 in touchdowns each of the past 4 years. Now, like I was talking about, the losses of some players, rotational players like Finney Curry, Patrick Robinson, who went to New Orleans, Bo Allen are gone, but they added Michael Bennett from Seattle, and Haolote Ngata from the Baltimore Ravens, one of their mainstays, one of their stars of their defense. They were added. And then you have Jordan Hicks and Sidney Jones returning from injury. That's why I have them ranked as my number 8. They could finish higher by the end of the season, but going into the 2018 fantasy football season, that's why I have them ranked 8. I can actually see by the end of the season seeing them as a top 5 defense. Coming in at number 7, I have the Baltimore Ravens defense special teams. And I know some people are going to be like, why you have them ranked high? Everybody knows how that defense for Baltimore, that is one of their calling cards, a strong defense. And another year, another solid fantasy campaign for the Ravens defense and special teams. The Ravens special teams only trailed one team in fantasy points and top 10 fantasy weeks last season. That was the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Ravens paced the NFL in interceptions for the second consecutive year, and their defense special teams has now finished seventh or better three of the past four seasons. After minimal offseason turnover, Baltimore's defense will return nearly 97% of its snaps from 2017. That's consistency right there, folks. That is something that you want. That includes Michael Pierce and Brandon Williams up front, Terrell Suggs on the edge, C.J. Mosley at linebacker, Jimmy Smith, and 2017 first-round pick Marlon Humphrey at corner, Eric Waddle and Tony Jefferson at safety. This unit has a very, very high level and is primed for another very, very strong fantasy season. And like I said with the Eagles, it would not surprise me if they finished again in the top 10. Coming in at number 6, we have the L.A. Chargers defense. I'm sorry, it's still hard for me to get used to saying the Los Angeles Chargers, the L.A. Chargers, after them being in San Diego for so long. But the L.A. Chargers, unfortunately, their defense and special teams was overshadowed by the kicker follies that they endured last season. But they did have an outstanding defensive campaign. This defensive unit only allowed 272 points for the entire 16-game season. That is amazing. And that was third best in the league. The Chargers' defensive special teams ranked 6th in interceptions and touchdowns and ranked 5th in sacks and fantasy points. Now, while San Diego did not make any big splash in free agent additions, they did sign Denzel Perryman and Jason Verrett back from injury, and replaced Trey Boston with first-round pick Derwin James out of Florida State. In my opinion, I'm not usually big on rookie defensive players, IDPs, but Derwin James has caught my eye watching him play some last year, then watching him on tape this offseason going into the draft, the NFL draft. I like this kid. He is on my radar. The Chargers also remain stacked with an outstanding edge rush duo in Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa, which Bosa is one of the top 5 individual defensive players, in my opinion. They've got a loaded secondary that's not including Derwin James. Adding Derwin James just makes this secondary better. You have Casey Hayward, Jaleel Addy, Trevor Williams, and Desmond King. The Chargers defense has a very strong shot at finishing their third straight top 10 season. Finishing with their third straight top 10 season in fantasy football. Coming in at number 5, we have, and this is one I know people are going to question, but you look at what they did during the offseason, especially in the draft, Denver Broncos. Yes, I know they was a little bit down last year, but they have been a fantasy force for a while. And they had been a fantasy force for a while, but they look like they did take a step back last year. In 2015-2016, they posted back-to-back top two campaigns, while last year in 2017, the defense positioning fell to 13th rank, its worst finish since 2011. The unit managed only 4-10 weeks in fantasy. They was, I hate to say it, a dud last year. They traded their star corner, Talib, and they broke up with that. They broke up one of the league's top cornerback trio, but they drafted to come off the edge Bradley Chubb out of North Carolina State and Sayu Cravens. I probably said that first name wrong. Bradley Chubb is another IDP that should make waves. He's going to be team up with Von Miller. Like I said, they got some studs. Von Miller, Chris Harris Jr., Derek Wolf. And I believe they're on their way back to being the dominant unit they was in 2014, 2015, 2016. Drafting a Chubb and Cravens could be their start back. And again, I see them finishing as a top 10 defense this year. Coming in at number 4 is the Houston Texans defense. That defense last year, I know this for a fact, I had J.J. Watt, thought he'd be coming off injury. He'd have a superb season again, returning to form, got injured. The whole defense was ravaged by injuries last year and ended up ranked 26th in fantasy points. But note that the unit set 4th through week 4 when they had J.J. Watt and Whitney Marcellus. Both of them went down in week 5. Both got injured in the same game. Entering the 2017 season, they had been ranked 8 or better four of the previous six seasons. Watt and Marcellus is back along with Javon, South Carolina product, Javavian Clowney, Bernadette McKinney, Aaron Colvin. They added the Honey Badger, Tyron Mathieu, and then they also added the hard-hitting safety out of Stanford in the draft, first round of the draft, Justin Reed. He improves that secondary, him and the Honey Badger improve that secondary. Like I said, entering 2017, they have finished 11th or better in fantasy points and yards allowed. They, by paper, they are a candidate for a strong back bounce season, and that defense is stout by paper. But we know games only count when they're played. We're going to take a quick break before we hit our top three, so stay tuned. Welcome back, folks. We're coming in number three. Let's go back real quick up to number three. Number 10, New England defense. Number 9, New Orleans defense. 8, Philadelphia. 7, Baltimore. 6, L.A. Chargers. Number 5, Denver. Number 4, Houston. Coming in number 3, Minnesota Vikings defense, special teams. Minnesota's defense has been one of the league's best over the past few years, which in turn fueled the team's defensive unit to score the most fantasy points in 2016. Though the Vikings allowed league lows in yards for the total season of 4,415 and points of 252, their defense special teams managed only an 11th place finish. Minnesota failed to make impact plays, ranking no better than 13th in any other key category. The Vikings scored only one defensive special teams touchdown, and right near the middle of the pack was 14 interceptions, 37 sacks. Now, the good news is the defense remains stacked. Harrison Smith, Andrew Sendehu, Xavier Rhodes, Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, Linville Joseph, Eric Kendricks, and Anthony Barr return. And also, they added Sheldon Richardson from the New England Patriots up front. So that will really pay dividends for them. That's why I have them as the number 3 ranked defense. Coming in at number 2 is the Rams of Los Angeles. And in terms of star power, of adding star power, defense just keeps getting better and better. They made a lot of noise this offseason by adding Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib from Denver, and this gave them the team arguably the best 1-2 punch at the corner position. They also added Ndamukong Suh. So you add all that with Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers to create one of the all-time great interior trios. Then you add their already terrific safety duo of LaMarcus Joyner and John Johnson to the mix, and the Rams defense is quickly one of the league's best on paper. Even with their questions at linebacker, this team could easily be the number 1 team in fantasy football by the end of the season. The Rams defense special teams ranked 4th in fantasy points in Wade Phillips, the quote-unquote defensive guru. Just look back at Super Bowl 50, how he shut down Carolina's high-powered offense. You give Wade Wilson time to prepare a defense for you, he will shut you down. Excuse me, Wade Phillips, I apologize. Wade Wilson, lackluster quarterback. But then you add all the talent that they brought in this offseason, they should take a major step forward in 2018. And coming in at number 1, should not surprise everybody, this team finished number 1 in team defense last year and starts off the season number 1. They did not, in my opinion and other rankings that I have seen, they did not do anything to change that ranking. Jacksonville Jaguars. The defense burst on the scene in 2017. Where they shut down Houston 29-7. I believe what that score was. But they burst on the scene in that game. And you're not excused if you didn't see this coming. That unit was being built for the past couple of years with Jalen Ramsey, AJ Bayou. I probably said that name wrong. But that unit was loaded 2017, is still loaded with the aforementioned Jalen Ramsey, AJ Bayou. They also got Clayus Campbell, Telvin Smith, Malik Johnson. They was the tops in fantasy football. This unit scored a league high 8 touchdowns and finished no lower than 4th in interceptions, forced fumbles, sacks, yards allowed, points allowed. All of the top options are back, even with the departures of Paul Polinski, I'm probably saying that name wrong, and Aaron Colvin. But they was both situational players last year, so they're not much lost there. Folks, going into 2018, expect this stacked defense, barring any, to continue their dominance in fantasy football, and they should finish the season ranked number one again, like I said, barring any injury. Folks, that was our top 10 rankings. Like I said, you can see the full top 32 rankings on our website at gurus.game.wordpress.com. I enjoy doing this. Like I said before, fantasy football is a passion of mine. And I'll go ahead and give you a little tip. If I'm not able to get one of the top defenses, I will draft a defense, or then use them to their bye week. I stream a lot of defenses. What I mean by that is I'll see who the best matchup, who is out there on free agency, and I'll pick them up and use them for a week. Then I'll drop them after the games are over. I'll pick up another defense by matchups. It's however your league is set up. Study your league settings. Do what's best for you. Again, the website is gurus.game.wordpress.com. You can see that. Next week, we're going to have a big show. We're going to talk about the individual defensive players. And tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to release an updated top 250 players list. But we're winding down on time, folks. I hope to see you again next week. But this has been the Guru signing off. We will see you next Wednesday at 11 p.m.